back to What the Fumble. My name is Justin, DM of this campaign. I'm joined at the table by my very good friends, Adam Thane.
I have a horse.
You do have a horsey. Miles Wells.
I'm alive again.
David Wells.
I got my first magic weapon.
And Colin Olton.
Under protest.
We're about to jump right back into it, I think. You guys ready to play some D&D?
Hell yeah.
He was hoping Killian doesn't shit himself again.
Speak for yourself. Do you find it embarrassing that so far in this campaign, Killian has shat himself more times than the horse that's traveling with you guys?
Well, I would say certainly he's shat more epically and dramatically and inopportunely than the horse.
My horse is celestial. It ain't shitting.
Oh, man.
It's pooping rainbows.
Sounds like someone's bargaining. I'm just throwing that out there.
Great way to start off an episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Comparing Killian to horse shit.
Last time, we found out more about Lord Wilfred Godfroy, the Dark Lord of this domain of dread called Mordant. You found out that he has Rena and is likely trying to get every detail about the material plane that he can from her before being done with her. You slept at Alice Weathermay's house, who unfortunately played a role in Rena's current situation. Her husband, Daniel Foxgrove, is dead, and she fears that Lord Godfroy isn't letting the soul of her poor Daniel rest. So she sells information to Godfroy in hopes that he'll let Daniel Foxgrove's spirit go. Good news is that you all benefit from a long rest.
Hooray!
Woo!
Lucer got a fancy new bow.
Hell yeah.
And Killian's had ample time to change his pants.
Indeed. Speaking of pants, I presume that there's probably some other magic items to get. Plus one studded armor, I think, was rolling around somewhere.
Yeah, in the morning when Troubadour's gearing up and putting on armor for way too long, he looks at what you've got and he goes, "Hey, you talk to dead people. Do you mind that our snake friend recently died in this? Might give you a little more protection." Not for him, though.
Right, no.
It was lightning, so you look nimble. You'll be fine.
I'll take it, thank you.
There you go.
Gear transfer complete.
And then I take 10 times as long to put on my armor than it takes you.
We're moving around to gear. I see that you've brought up like a spreadsheet of y'all's gear on the screen, and at the very bottom it says that you guys have several sexy quilts. Where are those from?
I think we stole them from the Black Tower, didn't we?
Oh, okay.
Was it the Black Tower or was it... No, it wasn't Van Richten's estate in the closet there with...
Oh, it might have been there.
Yeah,
we had a lot of opportunity to steal sexy quilts.
Sexy quilts, and then in the next box it says several.
I don't know the weight of sexy quilts.
It's fair. So
leave a little room.
That's fun. So you get Killian in some better armor.
Yep, that's helpful.
And we put the quilts back in the bag of holding because we obviously made a bedsheet castle out of them last night.
100%.
You were essentially given the run of the place. Is there anything else I missed in the recap before we head on out?
Killian would certainly pipe up and just say to everybody, "Right, I know you just barely know me, but if there's anything I've learned is that finding out more about everything here is better with people. And you all lot seem very skilled in not just navigating the mists, but also in navigating ne'er-do-wells. It would be remiss of me not to at least, you know, let you in on what I have hidden beneath me cloak." So he produces a set of sending stones. So I came across these in my travels. Personally, I'm not really fond of them because I can already do the mind thing with all you lot. But clearly you can't do that. So I think it would be useful if you lot had the sending stones. How you want to divvy that up is up to you. I could have one. One of you lot could have one. Communication's important.
Oh.
Two sending stones. Mm-hmm. So whoever has the other stone can hear the other person. It's great. It's like a,
is that like a one a day thing?
It's like walkie talkies.
No, I think sending stone is as many times. It's a word limit though. Yeah,
you can. I think you can send once a day, 25 word limit.
What's the card say, David?
Sending stones come in pairs, with each smooth stone carved to match the other so that the pairing is easily recognized. While you touch one stone, you can use an action to cast the sending spell from it. The target is the bearer of the other stone. If no creature bears the other stone, you know that fact as soon as you use the stone and don't cast the spell. Once sending is cast through the stones, they can't be used again until next dawn. If one of the stones of the pair is destroyed, the other one becomes non-magical. So it's once a day.
So once a day you get to phone a friend.
Yep. 25 words or less, one cast of sending a day.
Let's just split up a little bit, I think. Other thing I have, which I'm going to keep on me person, and you see him produce a tiny little bag with a nice little bit of twine at the top there. This is for a bit of a sticky situation. It's a bit of dust of disappearance. Ooh. So to read that out loud for the class, it's a small packet. The powder resembles very fine sand. There is enough of it for one use. When you use an action to throw the dust into the air, you and each creature and object within 10 feet of you becomes invisible for 2d4 minutes. The duration is the same for all subjects, and the dust is consumed when its magic takes effect. If a creature affected by the dust attacks or casts a spell, the invisibility ends for that creature.
Nice.
Now, all right. If there's anything I've learned, is that ghosts don't care if you're quite invisible. They're on the other plane anyway. But, you know, I was captured by orcs. I probably should have used that. But, you know, we live and learn. We live and learn.
Ah, so Killian's the kind of guy who would have, like, 99 ethers at the end of Final Fantasy.
You didn't?
I feel that. I'm not saying I didn't. I'm just saying I identify with him more now.
Exactly.
Okay, so we got ourselves all armored up and items handed out.
Who's taking the sending stones, by the by?
I'm loud enough anyway, and I don't really scout. How about one for Tess, one for Lustra?
I think that makes sense.
Give it to the veterans.
There you go.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not like we have to attune to them. Like, if we're splitting up, if we decide, we can just give the other sending stone to whoever needs it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now we've set it on air, so we can be really pissed off when a better situation would have worked when we don't think of this later.
Shit, you're right.
Troubadour looks at the camera.
Have any of your characters given more thought as to how we're approaching? Is it swords drawn? Are you guys hoping for a diplomatic approach?
Troubadour's intention is, yeah, sword sheathed and not on fire. So that's the most diplomatic he can look.
In all honesty, yeah, try and go for politicking. When politics fail, well, that's the definition of war. So,
yeah, Killian's dealt with a lot of dead people before, and he knows that usually what keeps him here is something that more often than not can be sussed out and otherwise bartered for. So let's see if we can't do this without a drop of blood first.
Which I believe the diplomatic route we were going to be taking is trying to weasel an idea of trying to get Godfroy to go against Aslan Rex, or wonder if he bent the knee or not to him. And if he hasn't, try and pit him against Rex and using us as the intermediary. And then hopefully that deal can get Arena out of this.
Yeah, so above the table. So the diplomacy we're trying to involve is basically creating a power struggle between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just for my own, you know, recollection, what do we have that Godfroy wants? What do we have that Rex wants? And is what can we do to facilitate the two of them?
What we have is information that Rex possibly has a means. Well, Hour of Ascension stuff, right?
Yeah.
That he clearly is finding a way and is making great progress on somehow escaping the mists. So updating Godfroy with that information, I feel, is something he would want. So
something to keep in our back pocket when we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, feasibly, if we're going in to just like on a step-by-step basis, we show up, he's like, the fuck do you want? We say, we want Rena. How are we going to make that happen, buddy? And he's like, what you got? And we'll be like, ooh, we'll give you a little bit of information, show you like a little bit of stuff. You, that whet your appetite? And then he'll be like, ooh, yeah, tell me more. We tell him a little more and hopefully stoke his ambition, make that ambition run wild, like that imagination run wild. Maybe he assumes that we have more power than we do. Maybe we do have more power than we think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just we ask him and then suss out the conversation as it goes. Maybe he'll be super chill and cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. We also have the association of Van Richten, so I wonder how powerful that is in Godfroy's eyes.
I'm not positive that we want to lead with that.
No, I wouldn't lead with it, no, but I think it's important to remember when we're discussing things.
Yeah, just if there's one thing that we've learned going through the mists, it's that usually if you're a Dark Lord, Van Richten has fucked you over somehow.
Mm.
Especially if he runs a shop in this domain.
Hmm. So should I hide the glasses and the cane?
Probably would be a good idea. And then if shit goes sour before combat, we can at least threaten with, hey, listen, we were with Van Richten. We know how to handle this shit as sort of like a last ditch negotiation tactic. Maybe give him pause. And then we can, you know, attempt to talk him out of whatever chaos he's in.
I will wrap the cane in a sexy quilt.
Hell yeah. So
there's so many in here now, and we're never going to know which sexy quilt it's in.
There's at least several of them.
Alrighty, so from what I'm gathering, we are going to go up to Godfroy. We're going to say, hey, listen, we know you have somebody in there. We would propose a trade. I think this is very on brand for Lustra.
Mm-hmm.
Information for Rena. And when he asks what kind of information, we say information about Aslan Rex.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or is right. Does he care about Aslan Rex? Do we want to dangle the carrot of escape from the mists? Or
yeah, that's the asterisk on Aslan Rex, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, do we want to bring up Aslan Rex immediately?
We know a guy.
All right, cool.
And then when it all fails, I'll beat up a ghost. Let's go.
Yep.
So time to head out then, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see how this plan goes to pot.
Waste no more time. I'm sure Lustra is like pacing back and forth by the door, waiting for all of you to get ready, waiting for Killian to put on this new armor and all that, exchanging gear.
No, I've hyperfixated on wrapping the cane in a sexy quilt.
Totally focused on that. We head out then towards the house on Griffin Hill. Alice Weathermay comes down and wishes you the best of luck on your journey. You set out to leave town on the main road, kind of leads you southeast out of town. As you're passing, you can see the little house that Ferranz Alhonen is all shacked up in across the street. You just see him kind of like creepily peeking out the window, watching you guys walk down the street.
Wave to him.
All right, we're not in the Nath and Fillion's not like riding us along in style.
Well, I would have left him at the shop. Oh, he's okay. Right across from the shop.
Well, never mind then. I wave shyly.
He waves back.
Ooh, guys, I'm in.
But yeah, especially if we want to make an appearance, we'll take Van Richten's cart right up to there.
Yeah.
Horse and carriage.
That's fair, that's fair.
Until this becomes a detriment, let's ride this thing into the ground.
We're so fancy now.
You follow this road southeast out of town, and it actually doesn't take long at all for this to become a detriment.
Yay!
It is a road that eventually becomes nothing more than a muddy track that is winding up the slopes of a barren hill. In the distance, you can already see your gloomy goal. It's the house on Griffin Hill, and even from this distance, it radiates this noticeable aura of evil and decay. Around it stand all these blighted and twisted trees. But before It leads you to the house. The road winds into the heart of a bog that surrounds the entire manor. A bog that reeks with decay. There's these thick mists that start to swirl across the road in this area, momentarily shrouding it every now and again. There's gnarled roots that seem to twist and reach towards the road itself.
Any lads? Gnarled lads?
No lads about.
Okay.
How's about shambling mounds?
I mean, on that note, Tess is going to, like, post up by Lustra and just be like, don't worry. No bog creature is going to eat you this time. This time. Fifth time's the charm.
I forgot about it. I blocked that out from my memory. Why'd you have to bring that up, man?
I've been keeping count. I have sort of like a bingo card. There's an entire line that Lustra gets eaten by bog creature. It's almost full.
I'll try and park the cart before the road gets too bad, and I'll unhook the horse just so it has some freedom.
It is getting really, really bad, and you do hear a few sounds off to your left. You hear like this slow slogging, almost like a heavy body being dragged through the muck. To the right, you hear the sounds of a muffled cry or moan, maybe, or perhaps it's only the wind.
Having worked in a graveyard for a significant amount of time, could Killian do like a perception check to see if that is in fact what's happening? Or
sure.
Roll for spooky wind.
Yep. That's a 26.
Nice.
Wow.
It wouldn't surprise you in the least if it's just the wind playing tricks on your ears. What you do notice, though, is that you're only about 10 feet away from the muddy track essentially disappearing, where steps away from difficult terrain.
Ugh. That sounds horrible.
Do you just keep slogging through?
Yeah.
Does anything get changed? The horse come in?
Nah, he'll stay. He'll let me know what's up.
Killian tightens the laces on his boots.
Good job, that's a smart move.
Lustras are pre-tightened. Ready for this shit.
Yeah, considering difficult terrain doesn't affect me anymore. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't affect you at all?
Non-magical difficult terrain, no, it doesn't. Because of land stride, I got it level 8.
Oh, very nice. That's just for you, though, right?
Correct.
I got a ring where it's not a problem at all.
If it's magic or non-magic?
I do believe it just says difficult terrain.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very nice.
Hell yeah. I mean, if I dash, I don't get affected by it.
Magic can neither reduce my speed nor cause me to be paralyzed or restrained.
So what you're saying is that Killian really definitely needed to tie up his boots tighter, because it seems like I'm the only one that's going to struggle here.
Is Tess not going to struggle?
Oh, I mean, like with the mobile feat, if I use the dash action, then I am not affected by difficult terrain for that round.
I mean, I also have mobile, so.
Well, there you go.
And
that said, I don't think we're going to be Naruto running up to the house on the hill, so.
No.
Really? Come on, Tess. I think it'd be a really good bonding experience for Killian.
All right, let's go!
Everyone make a wisdom check.
Just flat wisdom?
Everyone make a stop being idiots check.
I guess it'd be survival's wisdom, right?
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone do a survival check.
15.
19.
6.
22.
Oh.
Dang it, Killian.
What, I perceived the voices earlier.
You're all walking along, making the best of the situation, not letting the muck of the bog slow you down too much. Killian, you, however, kind of have a little misstep and end up sinking quite some bit. Like, suddenly you're, you know, up past your knees in bog.
Ugh.
And find yourself very, very stuck.
Oh, no, Killian.
All right, well, at least I didn't shit myself this time. A little help, lads and lass.
I was going to say, like, okay, I guess Troubadour, but honestly, I think Lustra and Troubadour are the ones who should probably help.
Yeah.
Because I'm not strong, and Lustra is, I think you're floating like a quarter inch above the bog? That's kind of amazing.
Favored terrain stuff. Here, Troubadour, you grab one arm, I'll grab the other.
Excellent.
As the two of you are walking up to give Killian a hand, and Killian, and you're kind of, you know, struggling to start getting yourself out of here. You all notice that Killian's starting to, like, sink, almost like quicksand. Like, just in the few moments of you moving around, you're suddenly up to just below your waistline in muck. And then all those swirling mists that have been kind of dancing back and forth along the muddy track all kind of coalesce together to form this cloud of mist, essentially, that starts to just hover its way towards Killian, and we're all going to roll some initiative.
And here I thought this was going to be a nice, peaceful talking episode.
Couple gatekeepers to get past first.
Aw, yeah. Violence is starting, and I rolled an 18 plus 4.
So you got a 22?
Hell yeah.
Anyone else in the 20 or higher?
I got a 20.
Hey.
I got a 5.
Well, I was going to say it's on brand for Killian being stuck to have an 8 for initiative.
That is on brand.
At least he didn't shit himself.
Well, your pants are still brown.
Let me just roll for my fun little monster.
It could be a friend.
It's not.
Oh. Has a name tag.
Name tag that just says friend.
See, I told you.
Yeah, but you didn't look at its pronouns underneath it. It's enemy / jackass.
Damn it.
Oh, boy. That means then, Tisantius Thalandrill, you're going first. This cloud of mist is 5 feet away from Killian.
Oh, come on now. Well, actually, this will be quite cathartic. I've been feeling some aggression towards the mist lately. Well, here I go, Killian again. And I'm going to sprint forward and just start wailing through the mist with the bone saw. So 24 to hit, if that's a thing.
That is definitely a thing.
Hell yeah. 13 damage for the first hit. Second strike, 16 to hit.
That is also a hit.
Hell yeah. For 15 max damage. And I'm going to break tradition. I'm not going to use all my key points immediately in the very first fight of the day.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's weird.
You don't want to stun the mists?
I mean, I do, but give it a round. But I will spin around, spin and, whiff my leg over Killian's sinking head to just try to get some magical foot in that mist's center of mass. For also 16 to hit. And 6 magic bludgeoning.
6 more magic bludgeoning. All kinds of attacks from Tess.
Yeah, and I guess I will move so I am between the mist thing and Lustra, because I am going to keep you from getting engulfed this combat. It's going to happen. One time in a swamp. I'll end my turn there.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Lustra Venari, you're still on the back line right now. You watch as Tess runs up and, separates a bunch of this mist. It kind of coalesces right back together. What do you do? Almost looks like a floating cloud.
Well, I'm just going to shout over to Killian if you can get yourself out. I can try. I'm going to drop to a knee and kind of find a good footing And as I do that, I hold out the bow, like, you know, sideways. And then, you know, with the new bow of elven kind and see the force energies come down to where I knock the arrow, declaring sharpshooter, doing force damage stuff with planar warrior.
Damn.
Going to take a shot.
Watch it just be like a cloud of mist and Justin's fucking with us.
this is low. 12 to hit?
That is a miss.
Well, I'm doing it again. Sharpshooter again. This bow sucks. I only got a 6.
He needs to find a new range. Oh no.
New bow, new range.
I guess so.
This bow sucks. God.
Oh, poor Lustra.
It doesn't have the handholds I like. and I'm going to actually move towards Killian. And I'm going to go right here, which is about 10 feet away from the mists, 5 feet in front of Killian, and will offer a hand if he needs it. And end my turn there after, you know, harumphing through the mud. Got stupid fucking bow.
Very nice. That brings it to this cloud of mist. It is very large, too. You can see it takes up like a 10-foot square as opposed to a 5-foot one. It's a big old cloud, and it completely engulfs both Killian and Tess. Just moves right into their space. Ooh,
not Lustra!
Not Lustra, you're right.
Ah.
Because it can do some fun things to Killian right now.
Oh, good.
Killian, if you don't mind giving me a quick con save.
Oh, bollocks.
You are close enough that you get +2.
Thank you. 17.
17. That's with a +2?
That's with the +2.
Is not quite enough. You are completely engulfed by this thing. You're struggling to get out. And you watch as, like, this misty tentacle kind of forms inside the cloud, wraps itself around your torso. You end up taking 9 points of necrotic damage.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And you watch as the cloud starts to become red with your blood. Like, it sucks up your liquids, and now little droplets of blood rains are kind of dripping from it every few moments.
Stop that.
And how much did I say? 9?
Yes.
Your hit point maximum is also reduced by 9 points.
Fuck that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
That's not great.
Tess, give me a strength saving throw.
Why strength, man?
+2.
You know I can't do that shit. Oh, but I am snuggling with Troubadour. And I... that is 23. I flex super hard, and my tiny little arms, like, suddenly gain a bicep.
Oh, that is enough. Tess, you watch as
if you said it wasn't enough, I was going to throw something.
You watch as a tentacle wraps itself around you, and you can feel it trying to lift you up into the air as if it wants to slam you back down into the bog, maybe drive you into the muck to get you stuck as well. It doesn't work, though. You resist it. And so, instead, it tries to suck your blood. So if you don't mind giving me a constitution saving throw.
How many saves do I have to make with this thing?
2.
Oh. Fair. Well, when you put it like that... something tells me that if an 18 didn't work, that a 14 won't either.
+2?
15. I was adding your +2, forgot to add the ring of protection. Anyway, 15.
15, final answer?
Is enough for an elf because I'm pretty.
Tess, you take 11 points of necrotic damage. Hit point maximum reduces by 11 points. And the cloud of mist becomes like this dark shade of red and is just pouring blood all over the bog now. Good news is, Killian, it's your turn.
All right, so talk to me a little bit about my current condition. Am I technically restrained right now?
You are technically restrained right now.
Okay, well, damn it, so I can't just run then. Hashtag wish mobile feet would work here.
You're like literally up to your waist in, in bog.
Alrighty. So because Tess is also within its threatened range, would this qualify for sneak attack?
If you're restrained and have disadvantage?
Probably not.
Well, I mean, if you have disadvantage, you literally can't ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, no, because I know that if they were within 5 feet, I could, but if you're right, with disadvantage, probably not. So
definitely not.
All right. What kind of check can I do to get out of this? Would it be acrobatics? Would it be strength? Like,
it is going to be a athletics check to get out of
check.
Here.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely not getting out then.
This is a pure strength thing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not getting out of that. In which case, I'm going to do the only thing I can do, which is just wildly swing my rapier. Mundane rapier. Narrowly avoid the nat 1, but somehow I don't think a 8 is going to hit.
It is not going to hit.
Well, I mean, you're rolling at disadvantage. There's another chance.
Oh, that's right. I am rolling at disadvantage. Well, that one would have been a 12, so, regardless, that's about it for Killian. He can't really do anything else.
Rough spot for Killian again.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, at least you're not in a cage this time.
You can see him sort of struggling against the muck. Lads, please, I need my legs! My legs help me work!
Troubadour, it's going to be up to you. You can just barely see the forms of Tess and Killian through this now very dark red cloud. What do you do?
Is Killian's situation something I can do my own athletics check to get him out? Or is it kind of thing that I can only do the aid action and then he has to do it himself?
No, you could try. Sure. If you want to.
Yep. Screw it. It's like, All right, Mist, we'll get to you in a second. I'm the only one sucking blood here. And Troubadour's going to come over and look eye to eye with Killian. No, don't worry, I got you. Oh, I rolled a 9. That's a 17.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Wait, so if you bite the mist, it has our blood in it. Does that mean you get to slurp?
I was thinking maybe.
It's like a LaCroix of blood.
17 is enough for Troubadour to be able to yank Killian straight up out of the bog and toss him to the side.
There, I one-hand you.
You can see Killian sort of like, you are frightfully strong.
I am!
You're bog buddies now.
Emphasis on the fright. That's unfortunately going to be my action. I guess it's sword time and hot stuff as my object interaction and bonus action. And we will stand in the middle of everybody to give you bonuses to saves and end my turn.
Very nice. Paladin auras going strong. I think that means we're back to the top. Yeah, we sure are. Round 2 of combat against this now blood-filled cloud of mist. Tess, what do you want to do?
You're
still, like, in it.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, hold my breath so I don't inhale any Killian blood and or mist tentacles. And I'm going to see if I can run through to the other side of the mist so we're not all clumped up in a very, what looks like, 2x2 engulfable square. So I just want to be to the far east side of it. I'll like wipe the like red mist moisture off my face and glare at him like, all right, no one makes me bleed my own blood except for all the other people who made me bleed my own blood, but like seriously, it's getting out of hand. And I am going to I'm going to break my promise that I made in the first round, and I'm going to hit it as many times as I can with as many key points as I can. So, first attack. 28 to hit.
That's a hit.
I am going to try to stun a cloud of mist. See how that goes. Oh,
very nice.
I hit it in the solar plexus, wherever that is.
Hit it in your own blood.
Yeah.
So any damage from that 28 to hit?
The damage is 13, okay. Magic slashing. And if it can be stunned, it needs to make a con save DC 14.
I'm making the save.
Hey!
Oh, look at that. Oh.
Is he playing with me?
17
God on the con save. Well, I'll do it again.
Fuck.
I'll roll a natural one.
Oh,
damn it.
There it goes.
Yay, baby.
It's fine. It's fine.
The old Fumbleino.
Lose
yep.
your weapon in another bog.
No. Why are you saying this?
I'll get bingo if you do it again.
God damn it.
I win my prop bent.
This one is called How the Hell. My miss makes me doubt my own ability. So I get to subtract 1d4 from my next attack roll or saving throw. So I got that going for me, I guess.
I think we just got that one. I think it was an orc that got that one back in the orc fight.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
You're having flashbacks to yesterday.
That's great.
Way more relevant now, though. It's great. It works this time.
It's the only fumble that we ever draw in Mordant. It's just, we'll just hand this one around. It's fine. I'll fling my bone saw through the, like, break in the mist that I already made. I'm like, oh, how does that even work? I don't... And I said I would do it, so flurry of blows! So, first attack with a minus d4.
Wow.
Minus 3. That is... a natural 20 plus 4.
You got a nat 20?
A nat 20, baby! Oh, the nice. D4 didn't matter!
Nice.
Yeah, why the heck not? I haven't used it in a million years. I'll spend another key point to make that... inject Hands of Harm as well.
Ooh.
To deal another d6 plus 3 necrotic damage and make Ooh. It poisoned if that is possible for it. And I'll spend another key point to try to stun it again. Why not?
Holy shit, so many key points.
Yeah, well, it's fine.
Blowing the wad.
Yeah, it's the first one of the day. It's fine. Okay, so that is 5... plus 6, 15 magic bludgeoning for the crit.
Okay.
8 necrotic, and it is poisoned if it can be.
You don't see the red cloud turn green or anything. Pretty sure it's immune to poison. And that necrotic damage didn't seem to do much to it either.
Oh, good. Mm. But you can still make me a con save. Maybe.
That puts me at a 15.
Oh.
What do I need?
14.
14, yeah.
You 15. Knew. You knew.
I really don't. I have a horrible memory with all these numbers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I need a 50? Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, it's such not a threat. I don't even commit it to memory.
Right? I could write it down, but eh.
Tesh gets flashbacks to the magical guppies and just wails on it one last time. For 25 to hit. Regular old D6 plus 4. 7 magic bludgeoning. And one more key point for one more con save. DC 14.
16.
Fuck!
Oh, that was a lot of key points.
Half,
in
fact.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
So I can do that turn one more time, and then I am, I think it's worse fighter for the rest of the game.
Wowzers. You good on movement?
I might regret it. Sorry. Might regret it, but I am going to move another step away to the east to see if this thing can take opportunity attacks, because if it can't, then that would be nice.
It can anyway. You attacked it.
Oh, yeah, shit. I'm mobile. I'll just stay a little bit out of engulfing range and end my turn there.
Perfect. Lustra, it's back to you.
Well, we'll put that theory to the test. Attack of opportunities be damned. I'm moving 10 feet back. Are you going to take an attack of opportunity?
And that's his choice.
I'm good.
Really?
Okay. Well, then I'm not going to declare sharpshooter this time. I am going to charge up the force damage as I normally do. This time I'm standing upright. Like, maybe it's the stance. That's totally it. And see what I can do to try and land a hit. Oh, yeah, that's going to work. 21 to hit.
Yeah!
And that's 9 force damage. And now that I actually feel a bit more comfortable with this, I'm declaring sharpshooter this time.
Yeah! Not one?
No. I rolled a 3 on the die. So that's going to be a miss because that's a 12 to hit.
Yikes, that is a miss. You lose multiple arrows to the bog.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, okay, maybe I got... It's the drawstring now. I've got it locked in on the front half. It's the back half. That's what it is, totally.
Both sucks.
It's not that I'm giving myself minus 5 to hit. It's the bow's fault.
What do they say? Controller Johns?
It's lagging. It's my modem.
You got anything else, Lustra?
Beyond that, no. I'm just going to stay 10 feet back, but still in the aura, and be good to go.
Oh, my blood rain cloud.
Is that what it's called?
It is now.
Hell yeah!
Engulfs Troubadour and Killian.
Oh, shit.
Oh, bollocks.
Both of you immediately start getting just soaked through with Killian and Tess's blood.
Troubadour does that thing where he just opens his mouth up to the sky and tries to drink the rain.
Nummies! Nom nom nom.
All right, somebody put Blood Rave on in the background from Blade.
Troubadour, give me a constitution saving throw.
Con, no strength? Ooh. No mud for me. 14.
That is not enough.
No, that was a bad roll.
You feel one of those tentacles wrap around you and squeeze tight. You end up taking 9 points of necrotic. Hit point max goes down by 9.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, it was almost 69, guys.
Oh, man. All right, can we change the damage that he took?
I gain some HP from that, just filling up with your blood.
Stop slurping our hit points, man. I know we're delicious.
Should it keep going for Troubadour or go for Killian? I'm just going to roll a d20, even it's Troubadour again.
Oh, man, if Troubadour gets thrown in, he'll immediately be up to his neck.
It's odd. I rolled a lucky 13. Lucky for Killian, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Killian, I'm going to need a strength saving throw.
Well, shit. I'm terrible at this.
It's fine.
I get a +2, though, right?
Just roll high.
Yeah, that's great. That's a 5.
Oh, a misty tentacle just wraps around you, lifts you up into the air, and then drives you down into the bog. And now I need a con save.
Well, shit. 13?
Not only are you stuck in the bog again, but you end up... Oof. Oh my goodness, this is not good. You end up taking 13 points of necrotic.
Shit.
HP max goes down by 13, and I get some more blood.
Fuck me running.
Oh, no, you can't run.
Yeah,
yeah, no kidding.
Can't be done right now. Oh, man, this thing is no joke at all. That HP reduction is not a good thing.
I want lifesteal, man.
Killian, you're stuck again, but it's your turn.
Fuck! Like, I got no choice. All I can do is swing. There's no way I'm getting out of this with strength. So
well, why can't you?
I got a negative one modifier.
Yeah, you can. There's a 20 on the die.
All right, I'm going for it. I'm going to try and wriggle my ass out of this. Okay. Like, I got no choice at this point.
Because if you get out, then that means Troubadour can attack.
Yeah, fair enough. That is a 9.
That is not enough.
Fuck. Yeah. Fuck.
It worked for me.
Yeah, I bet it did. That's it from Killian.
Oh, shit.
My max HP has been reduced to 26.
Oh, man. Might be a good time for that dust of disappearance. just saying.
Yeah.
Troubadour.
Troubadour is like, all right, if you're going to keep getting yourself stuck, it's easier for me to just kill it and get you out later. So I'm going to move so it can eventually only target one of us. Hopefully me, and I'm going to start attacking this thing. Yeah, that is a 19 on the die for a lot.
There you go.
28.
You guys need a big damage round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's 13 magical slashing, 7 fire, and a first level spell for some divine smite. Would this happen to be undead or a fiend?
It is undead.
It is undead? Oh, that's an extra one for me! That's 17 radiant damage.
Very nice.
37 in total.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Dang. The cloud is still floating, but you watch as it gets much smaller. You manage to, like buckets of blood are coming out of it as you swing. It's just getting teenier and teenier.
Oh, it's undead. I can't do my bite smite on it. I can't suck the blood out of an undead anyway. So it's sword slash time again.
It's full of blood, though.
Yeah, but mechanics. Let's do the same thing. That's a 17 on the dice for 25 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Numbers, all them dice. You want, oh, that's 2 8s and a 5. 12 magical slashing, 7 fire, and 21 radiant for...
an even 40. 40.
Thank you.
Even 40.
There you go. There's 77 damage in a round.
Not too shabby.
Put it on the fridge.
I could do that if I want. You don't know.
You can. Pretty close, yeah. And there we go. That'll balance out most of the things it drank out of Killian. I will end my turn right over here.
The cloud of blood just explodes in a shower of little blood droplets. The bog becomes red. All of you are just covered in blood. It's like that scene from Carrie. Just everyone's just covered.
Oh.
But you are out of initiative. Killian's still stuck.
Fucking I swear to God, I was in Dad's grave one day, or one of the graves.
You were in your dad's grave?
Well, no. I buried him, but that's beside the point. I was stuck in a grave one day. This is just like that, and it was not a pleasant experience. I said it would never happen again, and here I am. Damn. And you can see him sort of like trying to climb his way out of the bog. He sort of like waves a hand flippantly, waiting for somebody to grab it.
Lustra holds out a hand to lift him out.
Oh.
Okay, up you go.
Oh, shit. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Scaly Boy. Anybody else a little drained from that? Because holy shit.
A little bit.
No, I've never felt better. Deception.
Oh, only a little.
2. Now, I feel like garbage. That was a cloud. That was a cloud at the foot of this hill.
Listen, I promise I'm better than this. Like, really, I promise I am.
Just, you're a filthy fighter.
Yeah.
Because he's covered in blood.
Oh, shit. Because he was buried, he's wearing his red shirt and his brown pants.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's so we can't see his fear.
All right, ketchup and gravy.
There you go. You can see him sort of stand up, try to wipe off the mud and muck. Can we just carry on?
Sheath the sword, back to diplomacy mode.
Let's go!
Yeah, can we get some of those quilts to towel off?
No, they're too sexy.
Gotta stay sexy.
Definitely gonna ruin those sexy quilts if you do that.
I'm sure there's magic dry cleaning. It'll be fine.
Magic she died. Club soda. Magic dry cleaning died because she had her max HP lowered.
Oh. All right, shit. Well, so how far have we gotten towards the house on the hill?
Carrying on?
Yes.
Yeah.
So after a few moments, you manage to all get Killian out, and you carry on towards this house on Griffin Hill. Not far from the house, kind of at the edge of the bog, sits this ancient graveyard. Its headstones are pitted and worn smooth. You can tell that at some point it would have been a very imposing sight to see, but now only the crumbling forms of statues remain. And then, of course, there's the house itself, which is in plain sight right now. I'd describe it more of a stone keep than a house, like a tiny castle. Four towers, one in each corner. There's one main tower right in the middle. There's also this big domed section of the roof. Lots of gargoyles lining the rooftops, all of them made of stone and carved to look like griffins, kind of perched all over this manor, this house, this tiny castle.
I want one.
Would you guys describe it any differently, looking at this picture? Would you guys describe this picture?
No, I think I had a little Fisher-Price playset like that looks just like this when I was a kid.
Castle Grayskull without the skull.
Literally, the words right out of my mouth.
Definitely Castle Grayskull kind of feel to it. Very,
it's got the four parapets.
Yeah, traditional tiny castle.
Yes, very, very.
Want a skeleton man to be going nyah somewhere?
It's
in there.
A ghost man. Yeah, but he better sound like that though.
He's open. Well, let's see.
It looks like a level out of Shovel Knight.
Ooh, I like that.
As far as the front door goes, there's another. This cold stone head of a griffin that kind of leers over the archway of the door. There's two more carvings of the beast that flank that main entrance. There's a heavy griffin-shaped knocker that hangs on the iron-bound wooden door as well. Already you can kind of hear sounds, little whispers blowing through the wind or maybe through the cracks of this old, decrepit home. So you've got two potential places to go, at least two places of interest based on your current perspective. Graveyard kind of off to the side, right at the edge of the bog. And from where you're sitting, you see the front door, this place.
All right, Lustra, spike growth, go.
Do we want to secure the graveyard, or does that look a bit too menacing because chances are Godfrey can see us right now?
Graveyards aren't menacing. They're actually quite lovely places if once you get to know them.
Yeah, but how does that look for Godfrey, right? If we're sitting there securing a graveyard before we head in, if we're being diplomatic.
We're not securing. We're just paying respect to the dead that he controls.
Indeed.
Well, Killian can speak with them, right? If I was... Maybe his wife and daughter might be around.
Right, I can't necessarily speak with the dead. I mean, back in my own old graveyard, yeah. Like, I've helped people there, and to be frank, they only really come to me at night. I can't speak to them, you know, in the living. However, I'm still deadly curious, no pun intended. about the condition of the graveyard, see what kind of, well, how they keep it, you know, maybe learn a thing or two.
Spend the next two episodes with a cleaning montage, hell yeah.
But more importantly, graveyards bring a lot of information to the forefront. Who's buried there? What their class was? Were they rich? Were they poor? Were they ne'er-do-wells? Were they heroes? You know, it might give us some insight into what Godfroy actually thought was an important person to actually bury. Because certainly there are more people that have died here than what's in this graveyard.
That's a very good point. Looster kind of nods in approval. It's like, oh, you're okay. I see what you're about. Okay.
I want to be creeped out when one of the headstones says Troubadour some 200 years ago to question mark.
Tess will like try to quietly get at a little chisel.
I'm gonna saunter off towards the graveyard.
So everyone's gonna head off to the graveyard, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
On the way over, sort of morbidly suggest to Lustra, not that I think we'll see our gravestones there, but I wouldn't be surprised if we saw your bird in here.
Yeah, that's a part of me also kind of wants to check that. I'm sure she isn't, but let's be sure.
Want to make sure we've got a full stack of cards when we're going to talk.
Lustra nods. And tightens up a bit and walks into the graveyard.
Everybody make a wisdom saving throw.
God damn it. Are we all snuggling with Troubadour or did he wander off?
We'd be you're all going together.
Enough. 21.
Same. 16.
8.
Oof. You sink in a bog. We just can't not poke the shiny thing, can we?
Lustra, give me a charisma saving throw.
Oh, jeez, I'm even worse at those. Oh, I got a nat 20.
Yeah,
oh,
man! Oh. You got all dolled up for your girl? You can fly!
Lustra, as you enter the graveyard, suddenly, like, your vision changes for a moment, and you kind of watch in horror as the grass itself seems to writhe and whisper, and you end up being overcome by the visions of dozens of very tragic lives. You think as an alchemist, kind of working over some vials and, you know, mixing a few of the wrong ones together, and they kind of blow his own head off in the process.
Jeez.
You watch people tinkering with little round copper devices, things that remind you of the apparatus, and things going wrong, and just countless tragic situations just flash before your eyes. I was having you roll on a madness save with the charisma, but your nat 20 means it doesn't make you go mad, which is great.
God,
David's eyes went like saucers.
Not another one. I was about to say.
Just finally got the curses gone.
You're in love with science.
The rest of you see nothing, but yeah, for that brief moment, Lucer, you're just overcome by visions of tragedy, but managed to push back the feelings of madness that starts to creep into you.
I'm going to leap back outside of the bounds of the graveyard and like fall on my ass and just be no. Okay, I've seen who.
I'm at Lustra's side immediately. What happened? What did you see?
I thought I can only do this whenever I have a rest. I thought I'd pop back into the ethereal for a moment. All I saw was everyone in that graveyard dying instantly in their own ways. All the time, just so much death.
Right, how are they dying?
I saw alchemists' heads blown off. I've seen weird tinkerers, you know, die. People taking concoctions and dying. And just every means imaginable, just...
So builders.
A lot of it had to do with... Yeah, I suppose like almost like building something, dealing with alchemy specifically. That sticks out in my mind at least, but there was just so much going on.
So the science staff or something then.
Well, didn't he possess dozens of people trying to make an apparatus and kept failing?
That's essentially what you think Lucifer probably just witnessed is just dozens of people who were possessed by God Freud to try to build an apparatus.
Super interesting that he's, with what happened to his family, he's showing respect enough to bury these folk.
I was going to say the same thing. Maybe Godfroy can be talked to.
Or if it's right out the front door, it's the most efficient place. The only place closer would be to just toss them in a pile around the corner.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Want to check for a pile around the corner?
Let's do it!
High five.
Yeah! Perfect, I'm going to run up this slope.
Right behind you.
There's no pile around the corner.
Okay, it's something.
Can make me a perception, though.
Ooh!
Nat 1.
20. Unnatural.
I'm walking up a pile of garbage. I can't find them anywhere.
Tess, you do notice through the blighted trees that it looks like there is a second muddy path that leads to the back of this house on Griffin Hill. You see tracks that indicate there's a back entrance. You guys haven't really made a, you know, perimeter check, but
there.
You see,
this is the start
cart
of one.
Tracks.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll call back to I was going to say the lizard boys, sorry. That old habits.
Ouch. Ouch.
yeah, I'll call back and say it looks like there's a another entry around back. Is that something we wanted to think about, or are we going to introduce ourselves?
We came here to parlay. Let's not go to the back.
Lustra, yeah. This is on you.
No, like, enough detours. We're so close. Let's just knock on the door and get started with this.
All right, you go grab the knocker. I'm sorry. It's been since Martira Bay.
You can see Killian's face sort of harden a moment. Right. Did you want to do the talking? I've done this before. Or did you want me to do the talking?
Lustra, eyes dart left and right. I'm mad, and I've never been a good talker. I talk with my bow, which has been shoddy at best today. I would rather Troubadour, Tess, I would rather all of you do more talking. I'll butt in, but I'd probably say something that would only make things worse for us at this point.
The investigator shall do what the investigator does and ask questions. And he's gonna go to the front door and knock a couple times.
So all of you make your way to the front door of the house on Griffin Hill. Killian reaches for the knocker, grabs it firmly, lifts it up, bangs it once against this iron-bound door. We get it, Colin.
I'm
Knockers
sorry.
Are funny. We get it.
I'm sorry. Trying so hard.
You laugh at Uranus, too, don't
Shut
you?
Shut up!
Colin's just like turning purple.
Let's just say don't tune in for any space episodes that we do.
Killian, as the knocker makes contact with the door, you go to lift it up a second time, realize it's stuck to the door. If you try to let go, realize that you're stuck to it. And we're rolling initiative again next week.
Mimic door!
Maybe.
Why do I run into all of the traps? I'm the rogue. I'm supposed to fix the traps. I suck at roguing.